USA Radio News.
Four county judges in Texas have signed declarations of invasion, and they've called on Governor Greg Abbott to do the same in an effort to secure the Texas-Mexico border. In response, Abbott's press secretary told the Center Square, quote, all strategies remain on the table as Texas continues stepping up in the federal government's absence, unquote. Judges and sheriffs have praised the governor for supporting law enforcement efforts over the past year because of the Biden administration's open border policies. Hurricane Bonnie has weakened slightly after becoming the first major storm of the eastern Pacific season off southern Mexico, and it's not seen as a threat to land. Bonnie is moving farther away from Mexico's Pacific coast after crossing Central America over the weekend. The tropical storm from the Caribbean caused at least two deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
A pastor from Chicago's South Side called for justice in his violence-ridden community after support from politicians poured into the nearby suburb of Highland Park following the July 4th mass shooting. TJ Grooms spoke to Fox News.
Me hearing about somebody getting shot is like a person hearing about a kid breaking an arm or falling off a bike. So this area is that bad.
Shootings in Chicago raged over the long holiday weekend, killing at least 10 and leaving 62 injured. 2021 marked the city's deadliest year in a quarter century. The U.S. government wants to simplify the student loan forgiveness process for defrauded students and make it easier for public servants to get the debt forgiveness, according to the Education Department on Wednesday. Reuters reported students who attended for-profit schools that lied or took advantage of them may be considered for debt cancellation as a group. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Gasoline futures fell more than 10% on Tuesday and are down more than 22% since June, raising hopes that the high price of gas across the country might soon fall. The national average for a gallon of gas now stands at $4.78, according to AAA, down from a recent peak above $5 per gallon. 1 year ago, the national average was only $3.13, representing a 50% year-over-year spike in the price of gas. Americans aren't putting much confidence in its institutions.
A two-year Gallup poll shows Americans have low confidence in American institutions. The president, Supreme Court, criminal justice, banks, Congress, and big business is at a record low 27%. When Trump was in office, Democrats were sour on America. With Biden in the White House, numbers indicate both parties have a lack of confidence in our institutions. Former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer on Fox News.
And there's a Democrat president for the Republicans to feel sour about our nation, or when Donald Trump, a Republican, was president, Democrats felt sour about our nation. Under President Biden, everybody seems to be sour.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Rock legend Carlos Santana is doing better after he collapsed during a performance Tuesday night at Pine Knob Music Theater in Michigan. His management team said he was overcome by the heat. The 74-year-old musician canceled Wednesday's show in Pennsylvania. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.